Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Dean Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, 4-H enrollment around the corner, I know you got some things to talk about with that sort of a joint 4-H movement.
That's right, and we actually, you know, our new 4-H year started October 1st, but we have a couple of deadlines that are really important that are coming up. And one of those is our here in the Meredith District, returning members must re-enroll by January 15th. So that means any member who was a who had enrolled or was a 4-H member last year has to be in our system in 4-H Online and enrolled by that January 15th. Now, as far as new families, they actually have till May 1st here in the Meredith District. So if you are interested in 4-H, we have several things that are going on. But 4-H members must be 7 to 18 by January 1st of 2025 for this year. And we have several clubs that you can pick from. Each club does some different things. A lot of them are doing community service this time of year. They're also getting geared up for our presentation day, which will be in February, which is kind of a day where our 4-H members can compete in groups or by individually and give talks and presentations and dance. We have acting, we have skits, music, and lots of other things. So that's coming up, and if you want to be in that, you'll need to make sure you are joined in our 4-H Online to participate. One of the other things I also want to talk about is we do have a Clover Bud program. And that is for those youth that are a little bit younger. They would be 5 to 6 years old by January 1st of 2025. And they would still need to enroll in 4-H as well in our online, in our 4-H online program or 4-H online website. But we do a lot of things with them. We have monthly meetings basically in Mound City and in Paola for our Clover Buds. And we explore some different projects or interests they could do in 4-H. So our one here in January is basically is foods. So we're going to talk about healthy foods and unhealthy foods. We're going to make a quick healthy snack and play some games and do some different activities. And that would actually, the one here in Paola will be on January 9th at 5:30. It only lasts an hour, so it's 5:30 to 6:30. And the one in Mound City is the week before, so that's January 2nd from 5:30 to 6:30. And we do this every month on the second. The one in Paola is on the second Thursday, and the one in Mound City is on the first Thursday of each month. So from 5:30 to 6:30, you can come and join. And if you're interested in have a 5 and 6 year old and are interested in maybe getting them in our Clover Bud program, just feel free to come to one of those meetings and we can help get you started. And the one thing I would have to say about 4-H is it's a family event. So even like when you're a Clover Bud, a parent is welcome to come and hang out and kind of learn, help their child and learn along with their child. When we do 4-H events, it's a family event. And that's one of the things I really think is special about 4-H is it's not just the kids doing things, it's adults and kids working together, and it's all ages working together. And so it really is a learning experience for all youth as well as adults and mentoring kids and mentoring others throughout the program. So, like I said, if you're interested in joining 4-H in the Meredith District, our new families need to be enrolled by May 1st, but the quicker the better because then you'll get all of those information on things that we have coming up and events and different items that are coming up. And if you're a returning member of the Meredith District 4-H, then you will need to be in by January 15th. Have your enrollment in and payment in 4-H online. There is a $15 fee for Kansas 4-H as well. But, you know, I think it's worth it. And hopefully we'll get some new members and a lot of our returning members will get enrolled so we can have a good 4-H year.
Got to make sure you hit those deadlines.